This is a Lip Media podcast.
Hello, welcome back to another episode of All Bases Covered, the podcast helping you navigate the beauty industry and cut through the bullshit.
Oh, for fuck's sake. The dog will bark the second we record. Hello, everyone.
Hello, Lisa. How are you?
I'm good. I am in a good mood. I'm sorry. It was just the dog. How are you going?
Yeah, not too bad. I feel like we only just spoke like a couple of days ago, which is weird. I don't know why.
Because we recorded the mini episode on a Sunday.
Oh, yes, that would be why.
Yeah, and then we spoke for like an hour after the mini episode, if I remember correctly.
Yes, so we have caught up quite recently. There you go. Yeah.
How's it going?
It's all right. I don't really know what to say anymore. I've got that hamster on a wheel feeling at this point in time.
Yeah, the monotony is slowly getting to me, and sometimes I just cry. Otherwise, yeah. I'm okay. It's like, is the end in sight? Have we not got too long to go? But also, I'm fearful of going back to normal. I don't know what to do. I'm so scared of my first day back in the office of, like, all these people that I don't even know because our team has grown so much.
Yeah, people are talking about Zoom fatigue, but Jesus, we're going to have worse than Zoom fatigue once we're back in an office.
Oh my God, real person fatigue. Imagine going to a shopping center. Yuck.
I'm kind of looking forward to going to a shopping center. I have no passion for online shopping anymore. Never thought I would say that, but here I am.
Yeah, that's true. How beautiful was today's weather, though? And it was a secret surprise because it was supposed to be 17 and overcast.
Overcast, yeah.
And then it whipped that one out. What a great surprise.
It was a pearler of a day.
Beautiful day. It was Brenton's B-Day this week, so that was fun.
Oh, how did that go?
Good. I mean, it was off to a rocky start because I got 1 hour's sleep because Watson had diarrhea. So then he got really sad because I didn't say happy birthday to him in the morning. But I was like, I did at 6 a.m. when I'd had 1 hour's sleep and I went back to bed. Started off bad, but then wrapped up just fine. He got a deck chair from Mum, like a sunbaking lounge that has like a separate little leg thing. And it was nice weather today.
So delightful.
So he used it. And I can't wait. I'm like, I want another one. I think I'm going to get one for Christmas, so we'll have matching. But I'm just loving spending time in the garden at the moment.
Yeah, I'm so tempted to buy an outdoor couch / lounge sort of situation, or even just like a seat, like a two-seater couch seat thing. Because I went and sat on the deck today just like on the ground because it was such a lovely day.
Yeah, definitely. The thing with our, you know how we've got that little couch in our
outdoor
setting? That's great, but our fresco doesn't get any sun. So it's like great for sitting and like eating out there and stuff. But I was like, we want to sit in the sun sometimes. So the deck chair came in well and it's fold upable. So we just bring it in and out. Whereas I felt like if I got a permanent like sunbed, it would just rot outside.
That's such a good point. And yes, I feel the same. I'm sick of buying outdoor things in like a beautiful timber that ends up looking like shit after 12 months. And then they're like, oh yeah, you have to sand it and oil it every year. And I'm like, what the fuck? No. Mm-hmm.
And put a cover on it.
I'm a lady of luxury. That's the reason I purchased this item, not to be a tradeswoman.
I know. I would rather have a single-use couch and just buy one every single time.
Literally same.
Shall we get in? I won't lie. I allocated half an hour before this episode to go through some beauty news, but then I opened my parcel of Priceline stuff that I ordered like 100 years ago that arrived, and I ended up cutting off all of my foot skin, and now I'm addicted to that, and I didn't do any research.
I did a lot of research, but I have important news to tell you, which is that there's no beauty news really this week. It's a dry ass week for beauty news.
Oh, well.
I searched high and low.
Really? I guess it's more launches. I mean, this week the major thing was that Mecca's first proper good holiday stuff launched, aka the Hourglass Quad.
Yep.
But
that was the only good thing I think that launched this week for Mecca.
What about all of the, it's not something I would buy, but they had those epic Drunk Elephant wheelie sets.
Yeah, the Drunk Elephant suitcase was pretty cool, but about like $475, I think, from memory.
I think, maybe even more.
You know what I did notice, though, that Net-a-Porter's beauty gifts have dropped as well, and they've got the same Summer Fridays set that I said was in the level 3 teaser for Mecca, which hasn't dropped on Mecca yet, but it is available on Net-a-Porter if you're worried about it selling out at Mecca and or you want to get it sooner. So there you go. Fun fact, everyone.
Also, have they dropped the Sarah Chapman jumbo size oil?
Not yet. Not yet. I'm holding out.
I've literally just finished last holiday's one. So, like, I've only had to buy one in between that hasn't been the jumbo size. So I can't wait to buy the other one.
Talk about perfect timing. Also, Adrian dropped the bombshell this week that he's allowing me to buy an advent calendar. He said you can have one every 5 years because they're exorbitantly overpriced. And I know that you're depressed this year. So if you'd like one for your depression, you can get one. And I was like, you fucking tell me this now after the Net-a-Porter one sells out.
Can I divulge a little bit of information to you that will make you fucking furious?
Oh my God. No. Yes.
I'm just going to get you some receipts. On the 8th of October, me to Adrian Morris. You should buy this for Alex, Link Selfridge's advent calendar. She'll suck your long toes, is what I said. On the 9th of October, he responds, yeah, she was talking about it all day, but you're right. I must now make sure she's not going to buy it for herself. Is that the one she liked? I'm like, yes, that's the one she liked. Buy it. Give it to her as an early birthday present. Get on it.
Yep.
Today. At 6 p.m., Adrian Morris. Damn, they sold out. Will they add new ones? Me. Damn it, Adrian, you had one job.
Honestly, though.
He doesn't even need to think. I give him the Christmas Santa cheer. Like, literally, I can send him something delightfully expensive that you wouldn't request every year, and I think he fucks it up every year.
Yeah. He has, I don't know that he fucks it up every year. He's done a pretty good job in years gone past, but I will say I'm very disappointed. So I put myself on the wait list for the Net-a-Porter one and the Selfridges one as well. And honestly, I'll just buy whichever one comes back in stock first. I would like to know more about your foot skin peeler, but should we talk about that next week? Is it going to be your beauty fave?
I don't know.
Or is it your beauty fave this week already?
Or we're also going to have a mini episode on haul and I can include it in my haul.
Ooh, okay, anyway. Yeah, no, let's wait. Yeah, I want to see before and afters.
Oh, I've already given you the before and afters. I didn't really take any others. But
Okay. Let's
just say I bought like a manicure razor that like cuts off your skin, and then I bought one of those like callus polishers. And between the two of them, like it's actually soft, normal skin. Like I've not seen my feet like that in years.
They look like baby feet.
I know. I can't wait. And I'm actually really nervous to run tomorrow. Like, are my shoes going to be too big? Am I like, am I going to blister because I haven't got the sturdy callus? I don't know. We'll find out.
Yes, you will probably blister. And also you'll probably just feel the ground in ways that you've never felt it before.
I know. It'll feel like I'm running barefoot.
Yeah.
That's the tea on that.
I also wanted to add to beauty news that a couple of things that we've spoken about in the last few weeks, aka the Minty Laneige lip balm and the Anastasia Soft Glam 2, the mini palette, they are now in stock on Sephora Australia online if anyone would like to get them. And also the Alana Rama / Nude Sticks Matinee to Soiree kit is on Sephora online as well in Australia, which is awesome.
Yeah, there's good products in there. I just hate the name. Like, that sucks so much. Matinee to Soiree. So.
Yeah, also the bag that it comes in sucks. I get disappointed with Nude Sticks collabs because I feel like they already have made these products and then they go to the influencers like Estée Lalonde or Alana and say, here's the bag, here's the product, would you like to put your name to it? And they say yay or nay. Like, I really don't think that they're curating those shades by any means.
Yeah, I agree, and that is disappointing. One thing I saw this week, and I don't even know if it's beauty news from this week or even if it's that new, but I kept getting Instagram ads for it. Have you seen the Charlotte Tilbury Mini Nude 6 eyeshadow palette?
Oh, the all matte one?
Yeah, it looks like the Naked Petite Heats. It's sort of the same what do you call the word?
A component?
Component, thank you. It's like that, but it's gorgeous.
Yeah, super pretty. There's some really nice Charlotte Tilbury products out there at the moment.
There is. Ooh, there really is.
Christmas gifting. Well, I think that's it for news. There's really nothing to get through.
Nah, there's not. I agree. Let's move on.
I don't even need to ask if I'm orange.
I am. What do we try this week?
We tried the Sally Hansen Pure.
Yep, good kind pure.
Good kind pure nail polishes. I keep just calling them the Sally Hansen vegan nail polishes, and I keep forgetting the actual name of them because there's quite a few names on the packaging.
So many names on the packaging. They are a new plant-based, like 14-free or whatever it's called.
Yep.
Vegan nail polish in a range of shades, and we tried them this week.
They are earth-inspired shades, I believe. Like, there's all, like, neutrals or, like, sort of gemstone kind of colours.
Gemstone colours is a good way to describe a few of these shades because I couldn't quite understand why they were in the collection, but now that you've said that, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, when I looked at the collection, I was like, oh, my God, what a pretty range of neutrals and what a rogue random pink.
Blue?
And blue and green or something. Very random. But then when I saw, I was like, oh, yeah, it's like jewel tones and like clay earth tones. It does make sense.
Oh, my goodness. You know what else I've realized? That like the blue color that I would probably never wear is called lava. And that random pink color is called coral. And then there's a red and it's pomegranate. So I get it. You're right. They're earth shades. They're like nature inspired names.
Yeah. The red is such a perfect red nail polish. Like, whip that out at Chrissy time. That is perfection.
100%. It's a really beautiful blue red, very I would say. Red. I don't, yeah. And I tried the shade pink cardamom, I think it was.
And I've lost mine in my bathroom, but what shade did I use again? Soft plum.
Soft plum, you remembered. Yep. What did you think of them?
I, firstly, really like the idea that they are like 14 free or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm quite conscious of what is in my nail polish in that I am very oral sensory seeking. So my hands are always in my mouth. It's a gross habit. It's probably why I get sick all the time.
Are they? I've never seen you stick your fingers in your mouth.
Oh my God, my hands are always in my mouth. It's also why I like always eating and like snacking. I'm just very sensation seeking.
Interesting.
So, yeah, an OT once caught me at a placement and she was like, wow, like there's always something in your mouth. And I was like, I feel
exposed.
Yeah. So I do like, you know, not having like.
Maybe I am too. Maybe that's why I bite my nail polish off all the time.
Yeah. So yeah, I have always been relatively conscious of like what is in my nail polish.
Yeah.
Secondly, I liked the range of neutrals and like the red and like the couple of pops of color, while mm-hmm. the range seemed a bit erratic. I was like, some decent shades in there. And I really liked the brush on the wand. I like the Essie wands as well. Like I like a kind of fanned out, thicker, wider wand. So you can just sort of do like 2 to 3 strokes. I hate when they're really thin and like the brush is all frayed because I'm really bad at doing my nails and like I want you to make it as easy as possible. So yep. Application was easy. I think I used the base coat and the top coat. Did I or did I not? I don't know. And I did 2 coats of the color and they're chipped at the top on some of my nails, but this has lasted really well. I don't know if one, it's because I'm at home and I'm not doing makeup all the time, so I'm not spraying alcohol all over my hands.
But yeah, valid point.
I think it's a really good formula. Like it hasn't chipped. And I notice with like, particularly with OPI nail polish, once it chips, it fully flakes off. Whereas I found I chipped one of my nails like 2 days ago, but it still stayed the same. It doesn't like continue to peel up and chip off.
Yes, I know exactly what you mean.
And so now I'd probably need to paint them today because now they're starting to look a little bit tatty, but they lasted a full 6 days. Like I'm actually very impressed.
Super impressive. I wanted to add as well that I was actually really grateful that these arrived because like 2 weeks ago, I was like, I'm sick of this shit. My nails have looked disgusting for 6 months. I'm going to go buy some cute nail polish. And so I went to the chemist, And then I was bitterly disappointed by the fact that the only nail polishes they had were like in a $3 bin, and they were like Ulta 3, like $3 nail polishes.
You know the ones that can be the worst. Yep.
It's going to be a little like three hairs on the end of the
stick.
Yes, exactly. And then I also bought a Natio, never know, nail polish as well, because I was like, I'll buy one quote-unquote high-end one and then two cheap ones and I'll see which one comes out best. Not one of those nail polishes lasted more than a day before I had to fully remove all of my nail polish. It was the worst experience of my life. And this one has lasted beautifully. And I agree, maybe we're doing a little bit less, but those other ones that I had chipped on my nails so fast, and I don't have any chips from this one.
Yeah. Sally Hansen, I always trust when it comes to nails. I feel like they're that price point where they're not exorbitantly priced, but they're definitely a step above the rest of the quote-unquote drugstore. I'm very pleased with these, and this is definitely going to be like the color. Mine's like a taupey, gray, purpley kind of color, kind of could give you corpse hands, but it doesn't, and it would be great on the toes. This is just like a shit, I have a wedding, I've forgotten to do my toes or my fingers and I need to look nice, and I can slap it on and it will be easy and it will last.
Yeah, 100%. I totally agree with you.
Yeah.
And they're about what, like Sally Hansen nail polishes around that $15 price mark. So very well priced as well.
Yeah, and they're also always on sale. I am interested to try, because they have a hardener as well as a top coat. I'm interested to try that out and see how I feel.
I used the hardener as a base coat. Is that not what you're supposed to do?
I don't know. I was a bit frazzled when it came to that. Maybe I didn't use a base coat. I don't know, but...
Oh, I also just double checked. They're 16 free, not 14 free.
Oh my God.
I swear to God, it used to be 5 free back in the day.
It was Butter London back in the day, and it was 5 free. And then like Ciate was like 6 free. And now it's like, who the fuck, what even is in it? And what was in the old ones?
Oh, the old ones was
formaldehyde.
Yeah, that's the formaldehyde. That's the scary stuff. So there's no formaldehyde or formaldehyde resin, obviously, in these ones. No acetone, no phthalates.
Yeah, I know. No, that's so hard to say.
No camphor, no parabens, no animal derived ingredients, which is one of the things, I guess. No glycol esters, and they're sulfate free, as among other things that I can't pronounce. So yeah, they're great.
I do imagine that for vegans out there, do you know this week was the first week that I actually learned that when people say plant-based, they're referring to diet. When they say vegan, they mean that they live a lifestyle that's vegan. So like,
oh,
I didn't know that. Anyway,
why are these called plant-based then? Edible.
Oh, fuck knows. Maybe that's not a hard and fast rule, but like it also made sense. I do imagine it would be hard for vegans to find nail polish that is vegan, because a lot of nail polish has shimmer or some degree of red pigment, which I assume would use carmine. Never know how to say that one either. So it's something I haven't really thought about, not being a vegan, being a very loose flexitarian. But yeah.
The only other ones I know of are Kester Black. They come to mind.
Yes, yes, true. But yeah, super thrilled with this and easy to get. Like when you're bored at Priceline waiting for your script, go and check them out.
Yeah, for sure. All right, cool. What was your beauty fave? Do we want to go into that?
No, I want to do I Can't Believe You Didn't Know It.
Okay, yes, please tell everybody, what was the revelation for you this week?
I can't believe it.
The revelation was I had put my Glossier brow pen in upside down because I realized it was like getting a little bit dry. And when I went to use it, it was like I had bought a brand new Glossier brow pen. Now, so I know that this is what you're supposed to do, but then instinctively, and like maybe because I've worked in retail makeup for 795 years, I always want to place things in the right way and have them displayed correctly.
Of course.
Normally I put it in the right way. Store your liquid brow pens and your liquid liners upside down, because then all of the ink runs to the tip and you don't get a dry tip. Ow, I bit my tongue while talking. You don't get a dry tip. And I wanted to say that this rule also applies to any peel pads that come in like pots or jars. There's my dog again. And baby wipes. And also face wipes, not that anyone here is using those. Store them upside down so the wettest one is at the top.
Such a hot tip. But if you store them upside down the whole time, will the end get dry when it comes to baby wipes and feel pads?
I don't find that it massively does because I feel like you always tip it back over to like use them anyway. So it kind of gets like an even agitation.
But how annoying to have upside down products stored on your shelves.
Oh, yeah, it's foul. Maybe you just store them upside down like while you're using them to like give them a little extra juice.
Store them upside down at night and flip them over in the morning.
Flip them over when guests arrive. Yes. One moment, please. I am going to get my dog and take her to the pound. Hang on.
Quick trip to the pound.
Oh, God, it was full in there. So I just dumped her in the chute, the overnight chute.
Don't say that. It's so sad because it actually happens.
It happens. And whenever I see it, I cry. There was this dog that was left outside Cranbourne Lost Dogs Home and they tied it to the fence and I cried for I reckon half an hour. They just tied it to the fence and left it there.
That is the saddest thing ever. Who the fuck could do that to their animal?
I know. I can't. I shouldn't even joke. I love my dog to death, but... oh. She's been a shit this week, I'll tell you.
I think the dogs are starting to get lockdown crazy.
Maybe, because she fucking shat on the carpet today.
Your three-year-old dog that's never willingly pooped inside.
Like, will hold a diarrhea till she is howling to be left outside, yet has no sphincter control. So on her run, just did random little poos without realizing, and then she stares back at her bum and is like, oh my God, did that come out of me? So then I have to pick them up off the bike path like every three steps, run back to these little turds in the bag. Then she comes home, jumps on my bed, chills out, jumps off the bed and doesn't realize that her sphincter released and left a turd on the floor.
I just don't understand the logistics of it, but I believe it happens.
Honestly, her sphincter is fast and loose. Anyway, she's at the pound now, so it doesn't even matter. Shall we move into our beauty fave?
Yeah, let's.
Oh, I've got empties. Do you have empties?
Oh, I didn't collect them for this episode.
I've got mine on the bed in front of me. Should we do them separately? Shall I do my
empties? Yeah.
Can you do them next week?
Yes, do your empties. I want to know.
I want to throw them out really badly. Mm. So this couple of weeks... I have used up an Urban Decay Clear Brow Gel, Ozone, Brow Finish.
R.I.P.
Well, R.I.P., but I've seen it on the Mecca website and it says online only, which weirds me out because surely they sell well in store. I finished a Glossier U. Have I already talked about that? I did, because I said it's a very Lisa empties. I also finished Ellis Brooklyn Iso Gamma Super. So sad.
Oh, that is sad. God, you've gone through that quick considering you're not going anywhere.
Yeah, I know. I really love this. I really hope that Ellis Brooklyn, I'm so sorry that I trash talked salt and sweet, but they're dirt and this is the best. And the full size is launching in January, I believe. Can't wait.
Oh my goodness, that's so exciting. January is too late. Bring it out for Christmas, Alice. I want someone to buy it for me.
That's so true, actually, but maybe a gift card or something?
Yeah, I guess so.
I finished the Paula's Choice Hyaluronic Acid Booster.
Oh, did you? Yeah. Good one.
It's got ceramides in it. Only 15 mil. I'm going to put it out there. This is my favorite affordable hyaluronic acid. When I first started using it, I didn't like it that much. It's sort of gelatinous, leaning on the gel side. But I realized since I've started using a mist very religiously, it works way better over a mist, and I actually really enjoy it. Like, it's probably my third favorite hyaluronic acid. Like, I've got Eve Lom, Sarah Chapman, and like this is up there. The only thing is I really don't like the concept of quote unquote boosters. To me, that's what your serum is, and like I don't want to buy a 15 mil booster.
Is it only 15? Because the niacinamide booster is 20.
Ah, interesting. Yes, it is only 15. So yeah, that's why I ran out of it so fast. But yeah, I love that it's hyaluronic and ceramides, because for someone that's dehydrated but a little more combo to oily, this gives you like all of those hydrating things that you need for a good balanced skin without being heavy at all.
It sounds lovely. And also, if it's 15 mils and probably literally half the price of an Eve Lom or a Sarah Chapman, then you could just buy two.
I'm going to check the price of that.
Hmm. Right now?
Yep.
Okay, cool. I just painted my thumb using the soft plum nail polish that you used.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. It's a very true taupe.
Yeah. It's like you can't tell if it's more purple or more gray.
Not at all.
Yeah. It's nice. It's $52, the booster, but also Paula's Choice and stuff is always on sale. So
yeah,
it's less than half of the price of the Eveline. So
mm-hmm.
That's good to know. And great. The last thing I finished, sadly, was Sunday Rally Good Jeans.
Oh, that is sad.
And you know how with Good Jeans you go through stages where you forget about it and then you remember that you love it? I was just getting to the stage where I'm like, fuck, I love Good Jeans, and I ran out.
Poo. But you'll buy a new one and then it'll be extra pungent when you get it. Because I find that with the Good Jeans, by the end of it, it doesn't feel quite as spicy. And then you get a new bottle and it's a bit spicy again. And you're like, ooh.
That's true, actually, because sometimes you take it too close to your eyes and you're like, oh, they're watering. Woohoo!
Yeah, for sure. They're great empties.
Thanks.
I have nothing else to add. I'm sure I've got empties scattered all around my house from when I've said, like, I'll put this aside so I can talk about it. And they've just blended into products now because there's so many everywhere.
That's the worst.
I'll dig them out.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
These products are so good. What's the deal?
What's your product fave?
My product fave this week is an interesting one.
Mm-hmm.
I picked up. So I've been very disappointed in my skin tone and how pale I am as the warmer days are starting to kick in.
Mm-hmm.
And dealing with a proper fake tan at the moment is too much maintenance. I am so unmotivated to do even the simplest of tasks. So committing to fake tanning and then scrubbing it off is just way too far for me. And also, I'm still dealing with skin issues. And for all of those reasons, I was like, you know what? I think I need a gradual tan. So I bought the Jergens. I know. I bought the Jergens gradual tan ages ago from Priceline because I was like, this will be my gradual tanning journey. And it wasn't for me. I know that lots of people have raved about it in the past. It's like an OG beauty fave product from YouTube, like OG YouTube days.
Mm.
It does nothing except that it smells kind of nice, I guess you could say.
Which is rare in a gradual fake tan. So, like, you got to give it that.
Yeah, I'll give it that. I will give it that and that only. So then this week I was like, I'm really sad that that gradual tan didn't work out for me. You know what? I'm going to go pick up a favorite. And I grabbed the EcoTan Invisible Tan. This product is the original product in the EcoTan line, which is also organic and natural. Look at us talking about two vegan products this week.
We are literally the most wholesome beings in the world.
Am I Gwyneth Paltrow now?
Yeah.
So anyway, it's called the Invisible Tan. I buy the shade medium dark. It's literally a self-tanning cream, gradual tan. How more specific can I be?
Mm.
It's a very orange tone, so it's not going to be for everyone because I know a lot of people don't like orange-based fake tans. However, I love them, and it's given me the most beautiful, subtle glow, and my skin is lovely and hydrated, and I actually feel like maybe this is the nicest that my skin has felt in a long time. It's made me really happy.
Oh, that's good to hear. I keep being told by people to use Dove Summer Glow, and I'm really hoping that there has been a reformulation because the last time I used Dove Summer Glow, I was probably in year 9 and I was simultaneously orange but still white.
Same. I remember that. It gave you the, it, not you, it gave everyone the weirdest, like, fluorescence.
Yes. Yeah, it was so fucked and it was so smelly and it would, like, stain your hands but not tan your legs that much but still make you orange.
Yes. And that's the reason that I love this EcoTan is exactly that. I've applied it with my hands, like my bare palms, and I've been able to wash it off with no palm residue, yet it's given me a decent body color. And that is of the utmost importance because you can't apply a cream with a mitt.
No, the thought of doing that gives me the heebie-jeebies. Yeah, I absolutely agree. I want to try that. But then I also want to try the Summer Glow because everyone's like, try it. But also I have such PTSD from the Summer Glow.
I mean, it's only like, what, $10? So you could probably pick it up. That's the thing with this EcoTan. It's like, I want to say it's like $30. So it's not cheap.
Do you know what gradual tanner I actually really like? The Luna Bronze.
Ah, do you?
Yeah, I really like it.
I think I've owned it in the past, but I don't recall loving it.
Well, we
I don't recall hating it.
We like different fake tans, so I'm not surprised by that. But yeah, I do really like that one. I find it actually hydrating and it's not stinky and it just gives a very subtle glow. So let's get on the gradual tanning wagon. It's such a like Noosa mum thing to do. Just pop on a bit of gradual.
I know. Tan. I feel like a little less high maintenance with a gradual tan, which is, it's a lovely freeing feeling. What was your beauty fave this week?
Mine's a repeat. I can't remember whether I put this as a favorite or if we've just tried it recently, but mine is the Liberty Bell Dream Team Retinol.
Oh, I made that my beauty fave like a month ago.
Yes, mine is the potent version, so the 1.25% retinol plus B3 plus ferulic. I just keep saying, I honestly feel like with my religious sunscreen use and upping my retinol use, particularly now that I'm not wearing makeup every day, so you don't have that like, oh my God, I can't retinol because I know that my like makeup
face will fall off.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. With retinol and sunscreen use, I feel like I've got less wrinkles than I had at the start of the year.
Wow.
And I've had
big call.
Less Botox because it's all worn off. So I don't know. This makes my skin feel kind of like I've done an AHA. Like it feels really smooth after. It feels really soft. It looks radiant, but it doesn't dry my skin out. And I've never had any balling. And I can literally use it like pretty much every day. Like I really love this retinol. I think this is my favorite retinol. I really love it.
I absolutely agree with you, and I'm still using mine pretty much almost every day as well since I said a month ago that I liked it. And I actually think a month ago I was maybe using it every other day, but I've been able to up it to every day with absolutely no downtime, side effects, issues with dryness. And, yeah, it's the friggin' best.
Yeah, I really like this line. I want to try some more from them. I wonder, do they have a hyaluronic? Because, yeah, I'm very impressed. This is a very sophisticated, fabulous formula.
I'm pretty sure they do have a hyaluronic in their line, so maybe we need to do an order. Maybe we're about to run out of that retinol soon, surely. It's been a while.
It has been a while. It still feels quite full. Hopefully not. So, yeah, love that.
Actually, it's not a helmet. It's a hairnet. It has extra room so you don't mess up your hairdo.
What is your non-beauty fave?
My non-beauty fave this week is something that I thought that I should have maybe spoken about in our mini-ep from Wednesday where we discussed expensive things that we love and never regret purchasing.
Mm-hmm.
It's my Yui Boom speakers. So
yep.
I've realized that I truly despise listening to music out of my phone when I'm just around the house. Something about it feels very like I'm chained to my phone and the music doesn't sound like it's part of the ambience of the room because it's like coming out of a tinny phone speaker. It's just not very nice.
Mm-hmm.
And something about having my Yui Boom on my desk now means that I'm listening to music more, which means I'm kind of like getting into like a workflow more and it's just lovely and I love it. And they're waterproof and I've taken it to the beach. It can sit out in the rain, not that you would ever need to, but if you wanted to use it as an outdoor speaker, you could, and it's fully portable, and I love it.
And they're the ones that you can connect to other ones as well, can't you?
Yes, you can have boom parties.
Yeah, that is, like, the number one selling point of those. That is so useful, like, at, I don't know, a barbecue or, like, New Year's if you're away at a property or something. That's, like, literally so fucking useful.
For sure, and it's so loud, you could You could have one outdoors and one indoors if you had like a little house party going on, and you'd be totes fine.
Yeah, that's so fun. I absolutely agree with you on the listening to the music on the phone front. I am weird. I also sometimes find it weird to like play music from my phone onto the speaker. If I'm at home, my preference is to be listening to a record playing through the speaker because I feel like it sounds so much better. I don't know why. And maybe it's because you listen to like the whole album track as well.
Yeah.
You can't like skip things. Like it's, you're forced to like listen through. But yeah, I bought Brenton the new Glass Animals album for his birthday this week and we've been playing it. And like, it's so much better. I'm not really like a have music on all the time person by any means, but if it's on the record player, then I am.
I've started to become one more now that we're at home all the time because there's just nothing else to do than listen to music. And I also listened to Glass Animals this week. It's a great album. And I listened to Tangerine as I got my blood drawn today. And so now that will forever be burnt into my retina of memory.
Did you put headphones in while you got your blood taken?
I do because I can't. I don't want to talk. Don't talk to me. Don't, like, don't tell me that you're about to put it in. Don't tell me there's going to be a small scratch. I don't want to fucking know about it. I don't want to hear you pulling the cap off the syringe. Mm-hmm, just stick it in my arm and be done with it. So I literally say to them, I'm like, I'm going to go lie down on that bed and put my headphones in. Here's my arm. I'll squeeze my fist for you. You don't even have to ask me to do it. Take my fucking blood.
You're so much better though. Like you used to be, like even at the start of this year, you were so phobic of getting your blood taken. Now you're so much better.
Today was my second time getting my blood drawn slash an injection slash needle without having someone there to hold my hand. So I'm an adult now, kind of, guys.
I know. And this is great news as well because now I might not have to come to every single Botox appointment with you because we're not going to be allowed to go together for a long time because of COVID.
I know, that's COVID has, if there's one good thing that's come from COVID in 2020, it's the fact that I am now not as needle phobic as I was. And Mum was like, that's just cognitive behavioral therapy, love. And I was like, thanks, Mum.
Fuck you, Mum.
You did this to me in the first place, Mum. Fuck.
Exactly. I don't get where needle phobias come from. My sister, who is like the toughest bitch you'll ever meet, had like one bad vein finding experience as a child and is like the wooziest person when it comes to needles, whereas I got desensitized to allergies when I was younger, so I literally got two needles in my arm every week for like, I don't know, the end of time. So I am very chill on the needle front, except I don't love them in my veins because I don't like veins, but I can handle. But like people that get woozy when they get like a shot in the arm, I'm like, it's in the muscle, like come on.
That's me. And she's every time I get my blood drawn as well, they're like, you have such tiny veins. I'm like, don't tell me that when you're about to stick a giant fucking needle into it. Like nothing makes me woozier than thinking about my tiny vein capacity and a giant needle going into it.
Yeah. When you think about it too much, like the thing that grosses me out with like getting blood drawn is the whole like they put it in your vein and then it's like they're like piercing part of your body and then like your inside of your body is coming into that's weird. Whereas like when you get a tetanus shot, it's just like they're shoving liquid into your arm muscle. I don't care about that one bit.
I'm woozy.
I'm sorry. I'll just keep talking while you recover. So sorry. I have two non-beauty faves this week. One is Yoga with Adrienne. Everyone knows Yoga with Adrienne, right? But
she's the best.
She is the best. I just don't like any other online yoga people that much. And I just really like her. I like her dog Benji. I like her variety of videos. And she's got some good short ones. So I've been trying to do a video like every day or every second day. She has like quick like 7-minute after run yoga or like 8-minute wake up in the morning yoga. And I've just been trying to do something that like uses my body in a non-high intensity way. Because for me, exercise to me is like I'm going to run very fast or very long and like get very sweaty, or I'm going to do like Pilates where it's like hard. And I realize like I don't do anything that's just like moving my body like for the sake of moving my body. Mine's always very much about like pumping endorphins. So it's been nice to
You say that you don't do anything good, kind, pure to your body?
So true. So true. So I've been trying to do good kind, pure vegan. Oh my God, we are so fucking wholesome today. Anyway, yeah, me and Brenton have both been trying to do some degree of yoga, you know, every day to every second day. And it's just so easy to do it with her, bless her. My second non-beauty fave is called Traces, and it is on Foxtel Go or Foxtel on demand. It's like a BBC crime drama. I think it's like maybe 8 or 10 episodes. I love an English crime series, particularly the ones that are like kind of mini series where they're not like super long and it's just like one story, multiple episodes.
Yeah.
It's very good. My mum recommended it. My mum has good taste in TV. And yeah, super smashable, very good. If you like things like, you know, Sherlock or The Bodyguard or any of those crimey shows that I have recommended in the past, Traces is very good and very smashable.
I wanted to add, not that it's on Binge, but Binge is the Foxtel streaming service that I am now using to watch The Vow, which is the TV show that I spoke about last week. And
Stan, I'm pretty sure I saw it, no?
If you saw it on Stan and I have bothered to go through this debacle with Binge, I'm going to be so mad. I'm sure it's not on Stan. Tell me it's not on Stan.
Is The Vow also called the
Nixium?
Yeah, or... I 100% saw the trailer for it today.
Fuck. No, you're dreaming. You must have seen it on Foxtel.
What? I saw it. Yeah, oh, Seduced inside the Nixium cult. There's another thing about it.
Ooh! Oh, fuck, is this the same thing and they've just called it something else in Australia? No, it's not.
There you go. You've got more content to watch.
No, it's the exact same thing. They've just called it something different. Anyway, sorry. So you paid, completely so you paid
for the thing unnecessarily?
I didn't pay for Binge because Telstra, if you're a Telstra customer, give you Binge for free for 9 months. So fun fact to all the people who have Telstra for their home internet, enjoy your free Binge subscription.
That's fun. I think I have Telstra, but I haven't bothered to do that. But that's very fun.
Just hook it to my veins!
What's your snack of the week?
My snack of the week is the unsung hero of the chip world, the Red Rock Deli lime and black pepper.
Yeah, fab. Great choice.
Great low FODMAP chippy if anyone's interested. What's yours?
Great choice. Mine is a very late contender. Came in at lunchtime today when my mum dropped it at my doorstep.
You often have late contenders to your snacks of the week.
I know. Well, I haven't had anything really fun this week. It was going to be the Casolare rice crumbs because they're so great for crumbing fish, etc. But this is more of a snack. That was a blatant ingredient. And although it hasn't stopped me before, I'm going to list a snack. So... it's the Messina, which you can, like, buy in the boxes now.
Yeah.
Coffee dolce de leche one. It is so fucking good. So it's, like, rectangular, dipped in chocolate, like the shape of, like, a, I don't know, Eskimo
pie. Ice cream. Yeah. Like an ice cream sandwich vibe.
Yes. And it's got, like, a slightly bitter, not too sweet coffee ice cream in it. And then swirled through it is... delicious oozy caramel. It is great. And then down the backside is like a thin biscuit, so it's not gluten-free, and it might be why I've had the loudest, angriest, crampiest gurgles in my stomach. But holy shit, so good. I had one for my 3 p.m pick me up, and then I had another as dessert. Oops.
I saw them at the supermarket this afternoon and it took all of my will not to buy them because they looked so yummy.
They're so good. And like totally hits my affogato craving, right?
I was going to say that. Such affogato vibes.
Yeah. So yummy. 100% recommend. I am intrigued to try the other flavors. But yeah, I really like the caramel. It like stays soft. It's like the caramel in the Mars bar chocolates, how it stays soft.
Yeah. Incredible.
Such sorcery.
Literally saucy caramel.
Okay, are we finished?
I think we're done. That's everything for today.
Great.
All right.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. Catch you next week. Ciao, meow. Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.